Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev and Daf Pei. Hey, we left off on Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. We left off at the very end of the page at Amar Rabbi Yomar Shmuel, but we're going to backtrack a little bit because the last little piece we ran through a little bit, and it's going to come up again in today's daf. So we'll backtrack a little bit to Ki Ha Da Amar Rav Nachum Amar Shmuel. A few lines before that, last word online is Ki Ha. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also sponsored anonymously in honor of Shapsi Schreier, Cheryl Savitsky and Ben Blumenthal. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss in today's daf is we're going to first talk about a case of a shared reshus that yet they don't prohibit on each other. They, even though it's a shared reshus, they're both allowed to use that reshus. And then we're going to have the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about making something usher because of its usage derech avir. Derech avir means that it's across, that you have to reach across as opposed to Zrika, which is above, Shulshul is below. Avir means to go across. That the usage derech Avir is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether it's going to aser on the other person when you have such a usage. And we're going to show why we think Rav holds his way and Shmuel holds his way. Then at the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about what qualifies as a bias for the halachos of a Ruvei Chatzeros, because in order to participate in Erev Chatzer, for one to have to participate in Erev Chatzer, he has to be in a bias, and in order to place the Erev Chatzer somewhere, the location has to be a bias. So what exactly is a bias? And then the Gemara is going to discuss where you can place an Erev and where you can place a Shituf, and it's going to talk about if a bunch of people are just having a meal together, can they use that food, and it comes late in the day, Erev Shabbos, can they just use their shared food for an Eruv, for a Shituf, for one and not the other. So Baz Hashem will discuss all of that. So let's begin. Again, we're going to backtrack a little bit to Ki Hada Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, and we'll describe this case a little more carefully. So Ki Hada Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Gaga Samuch L'Rashus HaRabim. Let's say you have a house with a gag on top of it, obviously a roof on top, and the house is not entirely inside of a chatzer. It's surrounded by a chatzer maybe on three sides, but on one side, it borders directly on a Rosh Hashanah. On the side that borders on the Rosh Hashanah, there is a marpeset that sticks out of the house. There is a porch that sticks out of the house on the second level, and they would use the marpeset in order to reach the gag. And it's less than 10 tefachim between the marpeset and the gag. Tzarech sulam kavua lahatiro. You need a sulam kavua, a set ladder that you use to reach from the marpeset to the gag, from the aliyah to the gag through the marpeset, to be matir, carrying from the gag to the marpeset and from the marpeset to the gag. By putting a sulam kavur there, what you're showing is that the people who live in the aliyah that use that sulam kavua to get to the gag are showing that they're being misalik the usage of the gag from the Bnei Rosh Hashanah. That even though normally the Bnei Rosh Hashanah might use this gag because it borders on the Rosh Hashanah, by establishing a sulam kavua, I'm saying that the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are not the real people that use this gag. It is the Bnei Aliyah that use this gag. And now the Bnei Rosh Hashanah no longer have the koach to aser on the Bnei Aliyah to use this gag. So it sounds like, okay, sulam kavua in. It's only if they put a sulam kavua there, but sulam arai lo. If they put just a sulam arai, it's not going to help to be matir, because you could remove it at any time, and therefore we view it as if it's not even there. So the Bnei Rosh Hashanah are going to aser on the Bnei Aliyah the usage of the gag. So my taima, why is it that without a sulam kavua, the Bnei Aliyah are not allowed to use that gag? After all, the Bnei Aliyah have a much easier usage of the gag than the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim. The Bnei Aliyah use it through the Marpeset. The Marpeset is less than 10 tefachim away from the gag. The Bnei Rosh Hasharabim, it's Tashmisha, Bekasha, it's way more than 10 tefachim from where they're walking, so that's only Al Yedei Zrika that they're able to use the gag. So why in the world, if Zet Tashmisha Benachas and Zet Tashmisha Bekasha, if it's easy for the Bnei Aliyah to use the gag and difficult for the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim to use the gag, why would the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim ask Asr on the Bnei Aliyah. Lav Mishum Dekevin Dupetoch Asar Da Dodi, Kaimi Asr Na Dodi. Isn't it because since the Marpeset is within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Hasharabim, the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim will Asr the usage of the Gag because you don't have a real Chiluk Rishus between them? Just like we were talking about the cases of the two Gezus Tra'os, the two porches, that Zulam Alamizu, that one is higher than the other one. So where we said that since the lower Gzustra is within 10 Tfachim of the higher Gzustra, it asers the usage of the hole in the floor of the upper Gzustra to fill up with water, even though the upper Gzustra, as we discussed yesterday, will use that hole only Al Yidei Shilshul, whereas the lower one will be Al Yidei Zrika Vishilshul. But since they're within 10 Tfachim of each other, they automatically aser on each other. So you see that that's when we are within 10 Tfachim, you have that lack of chiluk rishuyos. So Maskar of Papa, Rav Papa says, no, maybe the story with the Gag and the Rosh Hasharabim is a different story. You don't assume that the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim, it's Tashmisha Bekasha, that the only way they use the Gag is through some sort of challenging usage. Vidilma, maybe the reason the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim aser the Gag on the Bnei Aliyah is not because the Marpeset happens to be within 10 Tfachim of the Rosh Hasharabim. No, it's talking Kisharabim. It's that the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim during the week they would use the roof all the time to put their hat or their turban down on the roof, and that's easy for them to do. So since that through that tashmish they asur the Gag, but without that tashmish benachas, then the Gag would not have been asur for the Bnei Aliyah, even though the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim are within 10 tfachim of the Marpeset. So it's not the 10 tfachim of distance to the Marpeset that makes it that the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim will asur on the Bnei Aliyah. It's the easy usage of the Gag for the Bnei Rosh Hasharabim, that apparently, even though to take heavy things and to throw them up to the roof, that would be Tashmish and Bakasha, but Stam, to take their yarmulke and put it on the Gag when they need to cool off a little bit, that's something that they would do all the time. So that's the rejection. So says Gemara, Amar Avidor Meshmuel. So it is that case of the Gag is going to come up again very soon. But first the Gemara introduces a case where you have two rishuyos that use a third rishus, and yet they don't aser on each other. Even though both rishuyos do not have an eruv between them, they both use this third rishus, and they don't aser on each other. So, Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, case is as follows. Bar shebein shtei chatzeros. You have a bar that's between two chatzeros. Meaning you have a chatzer surrounded by walls, and there's a window in one of the walls of the chatzer, and just outside that window in the wall of the chatzer, there's a bar outside the window. So across from that window, there's another chatzer that has its window opening up to that bar that's in between the two chatzeros. But mufleges mikosel ze arba, mikosel ze arba. That bar is four tfachim away from each of the chatzeros, meaning you can't just reach down outside the window and reach into the bar. You have to go four tefachim away from the wall of the chatzer, and only then will you reach the bar. So since the bar is four tefachim away from each of the chatzeros, it's not really tashmish or benachas. It's not considered tashmish to aser one on the other, and therefore they don't need to make an eruv because it's not tashmish or benachas for either one of them. Meaning when the Chacham goes there, tiltul b'rishus, in a rishus that belongs to two separate people, that's only if they use it with a shimush gamur, that they use it fully properly. But a shimush alidei zrika is not considered a shimush. But if the bar is within four tfachim, that's called shimush b'nachas, and that would be like a bar that's half in one chatzer and half in another chatzer, where they both have rights over it, where it would aser one on the other. That we have we're going to have in tomorrow's daf, that a bar shebein shtei chatzeros. If you have a bar between two chatzeros and half of the bar is in one chatzer and half is in the other chatzer, ein memalim menu b'shabbos. You're not allowed to fill up from such a bar on Shabbos without an eruv or without making a mechitza tuluya in the bar. But over here, it's not like that, because over here it's four tfachim away from each of them. So since that makes it a little more tashmisha b'kasha, it's they're not going to have to make an eruv. So what do they do if they want to fill up from the bar? Zeh motzi ziz kol shu memalei, v'zeh motzi ziz kol shu memalei. memale. They take out a little something and they stick it outside the window as a hecker, and then they can fill up from the bar however they would like. Rabbi Yehuda didei amar afilu kanya, and Rabbi Yehuda himself said that even a kanya, that you don't need a ziz, even a small stick, a small reed or something like that. Meaning the first comment about a ziz was Rabbi Yehuda amar Shmuel, and then Rabbi Yehuda says it doesn't need to be a ziz. It doesn't need to be something that's a like a real ledge. It could just be a kana. It could be a reed. It could be a stick. It could be anything. Just whatever is going to serve as a hecker. The purpose of the hecker is that people are going to say, "Hey, what's going on over here? That makes this chatzer different." And we'll be able to explain that you don't have full shimush in it, and therefore you're not going to come to be mekel in a reshus of two people where they have shimush gamur, like in the case where there's a bar shebein shtei chatzeros, where they have absolute regular easy usage of something. You have a similar such idea in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kufam Beis. The Rav Huna allows filling water on Shabbos from the yam to the svina to a boat by sticking out a little ledge from the boat as a hecker, because the yam is a karmelis, the svina is a rishus hayachid, but and you're allowed to be metalta from a karmelis to rishus hayachid. But since a karmelis gets measured from the floor of the ocean and more than 10 tefachim high above the ocean floor is going to be a makom patur, so you're allowed to technically, strictly speaking, fill from the water into the boat, which is rishus hayachid, because really you're taking, as long as you take from the top surface of the water, you're taking from makom patur into the rishus. But that could be confusing for people, that the karka ayam is going to be a karmelis, that you're not allowed to take it, so you put a ziz kolshu, you stick out some sort of ledge from the edge of the boat, and if someone sees, they'll say, what's going on over here? And you'll be able to explain, oh, this is an unusual situation. So the same over here, it's an unusual situation, because neither of them have tashmish or benachas with this bar, so they'll be able to explain that al yudei, the hacker of the ziz kolshu, or the kanya, as Rav Yehuda said. So Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef. So Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Had Rav Yehuda de Shmuel hi. That comment of Rav Yehuda is really Shmuel, meaning that when that which Rav Yehuda said that the chatzeros need this little bit of a tikkun, the ziz, in order to fill up from the bar, he learned that from Shmuel. De'i de Rav, because if you want to say that he learned it from Rav, you can't say that, because Amar Eino de Moser al Chavero Derech Avir. Rav holds that when your usage is only derech avir. And again, remember, derech avir means across, that you have to reach across some space in order to use an area that would not asra on somebody else. And over here, you'd have to throw the bucket in the air to get to the fourth tefachim away where the bar is. According to Rav, you wouldn't need a hecker. Not a kana, not a ziz, not a nothing. It's automatically okay without any hecker whatsoever. They would never asra derech avir. So Shmuel holds it does asra derech avir. They asra on each other derech avir. So if you want to use it, you need some sort of hacker. And Rav holds, they do not aser derech avir. So now the Gemara says, okay, what did Rav and Shmuel ever say before that gave us the impression that Shmuel holds that you aser derech avir, and Rav holds that you don't? So Shmuel mehecha. Where did Shmuel ever say such an idea that Rav Yehuda was able to derive from Shmuel that this case of the bar? So ilei memehadam Rav Nachum Rav Shmuel gaga samachlur shasram. Oh, maybe it's the case we started with today. It's the case of the Gag that borders on Rosh Hasarabim, that has only chatzer maybe on three sides of it, but on one side it has Rosh Hasarabim, and there's a marpeset that sticks out from the Aliyah, and where the Rosh Hasarabim is underneath that marpeset, where we said Sarich Sulam Kavua Latiro. You need a Sulam Kavua that goes from the Aliyah to the Gag in order to be matir the usage of the Gag for the Bnei Aliyah. Otherwise, the Bnei Rosh Hasarabim would ask on them. By putting a sulam kavua, the Bnei Aliyah are being megaladas that they have easy usage of the gag, but not the Bnei Rosh Hasarabim. So they're excluding the Bnei Rosh Hasarabim. But without that sulam, the Bnei Rosh Hasarabim would aser the usage of the gag, even though it's their usage is only derech avir, because they have to throw their objects from some distance, because we assume that the walls of the side of the building are not mamish bordering on the Rosh Hasarabim, because they used to put yesedos and havanim, all sorts of pegs and rocks protruding out, because they didn't want people ruining the walls of the house. So they'd have these buffers to prevent people from rubbing up against the walls of the house. So the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim would have to were at some distance from the house. So if they wanted to use the gag, they would have to throw something across. It wasn't just up, it was also across. So you see that Shmuel holds that Tashmish Shali Dei Avir requires some sort of tikkun, because otherwise, without the Sulam Kavua, it's still called that the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim have usage of the gag and would asr on the Bnei Aliyah. So it says, well, nah, Dilma, Kedrav Papa. Maybe the reason Shmuel requires that sort of tikkun for the gag is because he holds like Rav Papa, that the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim do have Tashmisha Benachas. What's the Tashmisha Benachas? They put their hats, their yarmulkes, their turbans on the top of the roof. And that's Tashmisha Benachas. Tos explains the Shakla Vitari is that originally the Gemara thought that the Bnei Rosh HaSarabim used the gag for heavy type of packages. And that they can't get too close to the walls. They have to throw it from far to get it up to the top of the roof. But then the Gemara says, no, the shimush of the gag was to put their hats down, which is something that's very light, and that they would come right up against the wall in between the ledges and the rocks that were then put there as a buffer. They would come right up against the wall and just reach up and put their hats down on top of the gag. So it is a case of Tashmisha Benachas and not Derech Avir. So that's not where Shmuel learns this idea of Derech Avir. So Ella, so rather, says Abaye, it must be the Rav Yehuda said this din in the name of Shmuel from the following, Meha, from the following statement of Shmuel, Zeh motzi ziz kol shum malei, v'zeh motzi ziz kol shum malei. Taima da apik, halo apik, abnir na demoser, al chavero derech avir, that it was this case of the bar, that Shmuel, it was Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Shmuel said that you need to be motzi aziz in order to use that bar. So apparently, if you're not motzi aziz, then even though it's tashmisha derech avir, they aser on each other. And the Rav Yehuda just added that, you know, it doesn't have to be a big ziz. You don't need like this a real ledge or anything like that. You could just even use a kana. But Shmuel's not makbid about a ziz, but he's using that same logic that Derech Avir does aser. So the basis for Rav Yehuda understanding that Shmuel holds that Derech Avir will actually aser is this exact case of the bar, which Rav Yehuda heard directly from Shmuel. Now this idea that people would just take off their yarmulkes or take off their hats and rest them somewhere is used as a raya in the discussion of what exactly the chiyuv of wearing a yarmulke is in the first place. Where does it come from? The chiyuv of kisei arosh. So the Kolbo in Simen Yud Aleph writes in the name of Maram that there's no issur to walk with gilei arosh. It's only a midas chasidus to walk with gilei arosh. However, in the Zohar, it's mashma that the issur to go with gilei arosh is mikra din, and that's what the Beis Yosef writes as well, and that's what Marie Tatz writes as well. So the Marshal was asked, if someone's rosh or kaved v'kovev, his head is hurting him, does he have a heter to sit and to eat with gilei arosh? And he says that he doesn't know what the shorish of the isser is to say a bracha without a head covering. And he says, lulei, that I don't argue on kadmonim, that I have a practice of not arguing on people that come before me, unless there's another kadmon that's on my side. I would have thought you could be mevarich begilei arosh and even say kriyashma begilei arosh is mutter, says the Marshal in Tshuva, Simen Ayin Beis. So he says, I'll bring you a raya. There's a medrash in Vayikra Rabbah that tells us that Amar Reb Brechia, Melech Basar V'da Meshagar Prutag Mashalo B'Medina, Mahim Osim Kol B'nei Medina Omdim El Ragleim U'Poromus Roshayim V'Koromus Abayim Abiyar B'Ratz B'Ziya, that when a Melech Basar V'da says that he's issuing a proclamation, so everyone comes out and they uncover their heads and they sit there with trembling, meaning they take away their chashivas, they uncover Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a sign of submission. Aval Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisbarich Omer Li Yisrael, Kiru Kriyashma, Shu Prutagma Shali, he says, everyone should read Kriyashma, that's my proclamation. Hare lo itrachti alechem likros lo omdim v'lo purei rosh, I don't make you stand up for Kriyashma, I don't make you uncover your head for Kriyashma. So it sounds like there's no isser of Kriyash Rosh, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machmir that we have to uncover our heads. So the Marshal says, but what can I do? All the Kadmonim say that we're makvid to dafka cover the head. That medrash is the basis of Salvechik had a practice that he would allow his talus to fall off of his head during Kriyashma, that he didn't keep his talus over his head during Kriyashma. He said that was his grandfather's practice, that was Reb Chaim's practice. practice based on that medrash. That now we would think it's more of a tircha to put the talus over the head. But Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka says, when you say Kriya Shema, I'm not matriach on you at all. Whatever happens, that's fine. So that was his practice. But the Taz writes that nowadays it's Meikar Adin that we have to wear a yarmulke. Why? Because now it's Chukas HaGayim. Who walks without a head covering? The Gayim walk without a head covering. The way to identify a religious Jew is that he's wearing something on his head. So it's B'chukas HaGayim Lo Salechu. And the Bechor Shor says that it's Pashut, that a person is allowed to, if a person takes off his head covering to cool off or something, then it's obvious that it's not B'chukas HaGayim Lo Salechu, because it's obvious that he's just trying to cool off. That would not be an Isser. And he says, and the Raya is our Gemara, that Rabbi Mekasvim B'kusma B'sudra, that apparently when it's obvious that you're just doing it to cool off a little bit on a hot day, that would be permissible. Rav Vad Yosef points out that there's another issue over here in Shuvin Yechavadas, that when it comes to wearing a yarmulke, especially nowadays, that in general, we're not only B'chukoseim Lo Salechu, a person should identify himself as Yirei Shemayim, as someone who's an observant Jew. And the most obvious sign of an observant Jew is a yarmulke nowadays. So that's another reason that a person is obligated to cover their head. Rav Meisha, in the very first Shuv, in all of Igros Meisha, discusses how large a yarmulke has to be. So Rav Meisha's makel on the size of a yarmulke. Obviously, if you've ever seen Rav Meisha, he was not makel for himself. He wore a very large yarmulke. I was just reading this book that came out about just a lot of anecdotes about Rav Meisha. Said that a yeshiva bachur was wearing a very tiny yarmulke, and the Rosh Yeshiva was upset at him. And he said, well, Rav Meisha says I can wear such a tiny yarmulke. So he came to Rav Meisha and he said, for yeshiva bachur, you should wear a bigger yarmulke. I mean, just because he said that la halacha, that you're allowed to wear a tiny yarmulke, doesn't mean that that's what he should do. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Udurav mehecha, that which Abaye assumed that Rav holds, that you don't aser derech avir, that one does not aser on the other derech avir. Where did Rav ever say anything that gave us that impression? If it's from the case of the two ledges, that one is above the other, one is higher than the other one, and in order to go to fill up water, you need to make a hole in one of the gazus trails to fill up the water from underneath. So asu mechitza leelyon v'lo asu mechitza tachtona. If they made a mechitza to the upper balcony and not to the lower balcony, meaning they made a hole in the ground of the upper balcony with mechitzos that hang down from it, but not in the lower balcony, shtei and asuros. The members of both balconies are not allowed to use it because they both have bailus on the usage of that hole, and it's like a chatzar that belongs to both people. Achi arvu, unless they make an eruv between them, and then they're both allowed to use it. V'am Rav Huna Amar Rav, and Rav said, Rav Huna Amar Rav said, lo shanu ela bismucha, that this din, that even the people in the upper balcony, which is higher than the lower balcony, by 10 tfachim, are not allowed to use it, that's only if the lower balcony is close to the upper balcony, it's within a few tfachim. Avul b'mufleges arba, but if it's 4 tfachim away from it, elyonu mutaris v'tachton asura, then anyway the tachton can't asur on the elyon, because their usage is only going to be derech avir, and derech avir they're not going to be able to asur, they would have to go across 4 tfachim, and whenever something is derech avir would require going across, that's not going to asur. So you see, that's the basis of Rav, saying that derech, that's where we know that Rav holds that derech avir does not asur. So says Marna, Dilma Shaniyacha, Tikim to Lezeb Ezrika Vishulshul, Lezeb Ezrishul Lukudek, Lezeb Ezrika Lezeb Pesach Dami. No, maybe that's a different story, because in the case of the balconies, you have another factor, that the people in the upper balcony only have to go Derech Shulshul. The people in the lower balcony have to go Zrika and Shulshul in order to be able to use the hole that's in the upper balcony. So it has nothing to do with the fact that it's Al Yidei Avir, that it goes across. Rather, the basis of the Shita of Rav is from the following. If you have two homes and there are three churvos, three runes in between the two homes, but as the Gemara is going to explain a little bit later on, it's not three lined up in a row. You have a churva next to one home, and next to that is another churva which borders on the other home, but then there's a larger churva that borders on both homes, meaning the three churvas are set up where like a triangle. So, or not like a triangle, you have two next to each other and then one longer one above the other two. I'm sure you have it in all the picture books. So the so one churva is borders directly on both homes, and then the other two churvas, one for each home, one that borders directly on each home. So what's the case? So what's the halacha? So ze mishtamish b'samach shalo, the owner of the home, of one home, can use the churva that borders on only his home, right, the one that's directly across from him, al yidei zrika, by using the window in his house that reaches out to the churva. V'ze mishtamish b'samach shalo. And the guy that owns the other home could use the chorva that borders on his house, al yidei zrika, by being zorek through his own chalon. But the chorva that's close to his friend's house, he's not allowed to be mishamish even al yidei zrika. I mean, even though he might be able to throw something right through because it's a chorva, so the walls are all bombed out, so he can throw something right through and reach the chorva that's next to his friend's house, he's not allowed to use that. That belongs to his friend, and his usage of it is tashmisha bakasha. His friend's usage of it is tashmisha bakal. So he doesn't aser on his friend. So each one vem soi aser, but the churva that borders on both of their houses, that's going to be aser for both of them to use, because they both use it al yidei shilshul, by lowering something through the window. So it asers they aser on each other. So the Gemara discusses the aser. Rabbanu v'kamer l'ashmaita. Rabbanu was saying this teaching in the name of Rav. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rav Brona, Bar Be Rav, a Talmud from the Beis Medrash, he refers to him as a Bar Be Rav. Amar Rav Hachi, does Rav really say this? Rabbi Eliezer says that or some say Rabbi Elazar, it's a machlokas what the gear says, whether it's Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Elazar that challenged. But he said, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav really say that the middle churva is going to be Aser? Rabbi Eliezer thought that the case that was being described was that the three churvas were lined up 1, 2, 3, and that the middle churva does not border on either of the homes, so it's far away from both of the homes. So there's hefsek avir between both homes and the middle churva. So the fact that Rav asered it shows that Rav holds that a person asers derech avir, and the reason the churvos that are close to the homes are mutter is because each home has an easier time using it than the home that's further away from it, which would require a much farther throw. So you give it to the house that's closer to it, which is Tashmisha Benachas, as opposed to the Tashmisha Bekasha. Meaning the Tashmisha Benachas, they could just lower something through the window, as opposed to the guy across has to throw something all the way across. But the middle one is equal for both of them. So Amalei in. So Rav Brona said to Rabbi Elazar that yes, Rav said that the middle one is going to be Aser. So Achvilei Yishbizei, show me where Rav is staying. I have to talk to him about this. So Achvilei, he showed him where Rav was. So Asa the Kameh the Rav Amalei Amar Marachi. So he saw Rav. He said, "Did you really say it?" Amalei in. He said, "Yes, I said it." So Amalei. So now Rav Lezer said to Rav, "How could you be matter for each of the balibatim to use the churva that's close to their home, because it's tashmisha bekal from the balibayis that's further away?" V'amaruda Amar lezebeshul shul zebezuka shnei masurin. I don't understand. The churva next to my house, I have to use alidei shilshul. And the guy across would only use it alidei zrika. Neither of us have tashmisha benachas. You're the one that says lezeb shilshul zeb zrika, they're both aser, that even though one may be easier, but you're the one that said that it's not all relative, that they're both going to be aser. Amle mi savrit tekaimi kishura. You think that I'm talking about that the three churvos are in a row, one after the other, and therefore the outer churvos are mafsik between the batim and the middle churva, and they both use it derech avir, and that's why you thought that I hold a person asers and somebody else derech avir. And therefore, you also asked about the churvos smuchos that they should be aser. Lo, the kaimik chatsuva. It's the way we described it originally, that the two churvos, each one is samuch to a bayis, and then the third churva borders on both batim and reaches all the way from one house to the other. So the two that are going to be mutter, because the balabayis that's far from it can only use it derech avir, and a person doesn't aser al chavero derech avir. And the third one is going to be aser, because both batim use it in al yidei shilshul by through their window. So it's a rishus that belongs both of them, and they asra on each other. So now the Gemara goes back to Shmuel, that using something derech havir will aser, and Baal Chatzar is not allowed to fill up water for his chatzar from a bar between his chatzar and someone else's chatzar, unless he sticks out a ziz kolshu, kana, according to Rav Yehuda, something, some sort of hacker. So the Gemara explains as follows. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Lema Shmuel, Lesei Rav Dimi. Maybe Shmuel is suggesting against Rav Dimi. Techias Rav Dimi, because when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Shein Bo Arba Al Arba, if you have a place that's not 4x4 Tvachim, that's in a Rosh HaSarabim, that's between Rosh HaSarabim and Rosh HaSayachid, so you have like something that's 3 Tvachim high off the ground, or 4 Tvachim high off the ground, meaning more than 3 Tvachim high off the ground, but it's less than 4x4 Tvachim of surface area on top of it, so Mutal B'nei Rosh HaSarabim L'B'nei Rosh HaSayachid Katef Alav, that people who are walking the Rosh HaSarabim that are carrying something can rest their packages on that stump, and so can people in the Rosh HaSayachid, they could do the same, U'Bavad Shalei Achlifu, as long as the B'nei Rosh HaSarabim do not transfer the object to the Rosh HaSayachid through that makom p'tur, through that that stump. So you have a makom that's less than 4 tvachim. It doesn't have a sheer makom, so it's not considered anach, it's considered like avir. And Rav Dimi allows the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim and the B'nai Rosh HaSayachid to put their packages without any sort of tikkun. And according to Shmuel, l'chari you should need tikkun of a ziz in order to use derech avir. So if you're also the B'nai Rosh HaSayachid and B'nai Rosh HaSarabim should not be able to put their packages unless they use some sort of ziz. So says Mar, no, hasam Rishu Yisra Raisa, hacha Rishu Yisra Banan. Now the case that you're describing is that there's an actual Rosh HaSarabim Daraisa, there's an actual Rosh HaSayachid Daraisa. I have no concern that someone is going to come to actually carry from Rosh HaSayachid to Rosh HaSarabim by the fact that they're able to use this ziz without any sort of special hacker. But over here, we're talking about hacha Rishu Yisra Banan. Over here we're talking about Rishu Yisra Banan, meaning in the case where Shmuel was talking, where you have a chatzer and another chatzer and a bar in between the two chatzeros. The bar in between the two chatzeros is also Rosh HaSayachid. It's all Rosh HaSayachid. It's just a different Rosh HaSayachid. So the whole Isser is only an Isser Midrabanan. So there I'm concerned that people are going to not realize that there are different types of Roshuyos. V'cham masu chizuk l'divrei miyosu mishal Torah. So Dafka, when the concern is an Isser Midrabanan, the Rabbanan had to make extra chumras in order that people should be careful. People are going to be careful about the Din of Daraisa anyway, without any extra requirement for a Ziz Kolshu. But when it comes to Din of Rabbanan, that's where the Rabbanan needed to make extra chumras. There is a discussion in Poskim. When we say this case that b'vad shelo yachlifu, what does that mean? B'vad shelo yachlifu? Does that mean that that I'm not allowed to take something that I'm carrying Rosh HaSarabim and put it on that post, then jump around to the Rosh HaSayachid and pick it up off that post? But if I put it down, someone in the Rosh HaSayachid can pick it up, or is that even not allowed? That's a discussion in Poskim. Like, to what extent are we concerned if the object ends up going from point A to point B, and then from point B to point C, or is it about me moving it all that way, utilizing that makom p'tur in between? Okay, Amalei Ravina l'Rava. Mi amar Rav Hachi? Does Rav say that that a guy is allowed to use the churva that's close to his house al yedei zrika, and the second guy that's across, the second balabayas, is not going to asr on him derech avir by his usage derech avir? Va'itmar badinim, we say that shnei batim shnei tzidei Rosh HaSarabim, that if you have two houses that are across Rosh HaSarabim from each other, they're across the street from each other. Rabba Rav Huna Amar Rav. Rabba Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Also, Lizrok Mizel Lizeh. You're not allowed to throw something from one house to the other house above the Rosh HaSarabim. Ushmol Amar Mutter Lizrok Mizel Lizeh. Shmuel said it's Mutter. But why does Rav hold you're not allowed to throw from one house to the other Derek Rosh HaSarabim? It's going over the Rosh HaSarabim more than 10 Tvachim off the ground. So must be that the B'nai Rosh HaSarabim Aser, they Aser on the B'nai Rosh the Tashmish Ba'avira, in the Avira of the Rosh HaSarabim, even though they themselves don't have usage of it. It's only on account of the fact that it's their Avir. So therefore, it's considered to be that you're using a Chatzar that's jointly owned, Chatzar Mushatefes. So you should ask her B'makom that someone else uses, Ali Day Avir as well, meaning in the case of the Chorva as well. Even though I have easy usage of the Chorva right next to my house, the guy across from me only has usage Derech Avir. That should be enough to ask her, according to Rav, just like the Bnei Rosh Hashanah have enough ta'aser in the area that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground to throw from one house to the other. So Rava said to Ravina, Lav miyukimna demadli chad umatzi chad. Well, no, the case of that Rav had a problem throwing from one house to the other across the street was that they weren't uneven, they weren't of even height. So one guy is going to be throwing downward to the other Rosh Hayachid. And therefore the concern is that the object is going to fall down in the Rosh Hashanah in between, and then someone's going to pick it up and just bring it into the Rosh Hashanah or carry it for Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. And that's the real problem. That's what we're concerned about. The Rambam writes in the 15th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos, and the Rashba quotes in the name of the Ravid, similarly, that that Kalim, that if they fall to the ground would break, you'd be allowed to throw, because there's no Chashash that once they fall down, you're going to carry them. I mean, the whole concern is, as Gemara says, that once it falls down, you're then going to move it to the place that you wanted it to go. So that's what the Rambam writes, and the Ravid writes that that's only if there's such a concern. But if when it falls down, it's going to be broken, then there's no such concern. Okay, new Mishnah. So in order to make an Erev Chatzeros, in order to participate in Erev Chatzeros, you need to own a house in the Chatzer. And once you make an Erev Chatzeros, it goes into a house. The Erev is kept in a house. So we have to define what's called a house as far as being Mechayiv, the resident of that area, to participate in the Erev, and what's called a house as far as placing the Erev in a house. So I know this Erev Beishar Achsad Umarpeh says, a person who puts an Erev in a Beishar, which is a small guard booth right by the entrance of the Chatzar, or an Achsadra, an area that's roofed in front of a house, or a Marpeh, that's a porch over, like by the Bnei, that the Bnei Aliyah use, ain't no Erev. That's not called a Bayis, and therefore it's not an Erev, because those Mekomos are not Ra'oi Ladira. Vadar Shamein Osarlov, and anyone who lives there doesn't need to participate in the Erev. They don't ask her and anybody else. Beis HaTeven, but if you have an area that is a storage facility where they keep Teven, Ubeis HaBakar, or the place where they keep the cattle, Ubeis HaEitzim, where they keep wood, Ubeis HaOtzaros, where they keep grain that are that for the Chatzar, so Hareza Erev. Then it is a valid Erev. That is called a Beis Dira. And if the Baal HaBayis lends out, if someone who owns a house lends out his house to somebody else, Hadar Sham Oser. The guy who lives there asers on the Baal HaBayis to be metaltel in the Chatzar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Yesham Tfisas Yad Shal Baal HaBayis Eino Oser. If the Baal HaBayis just keeps some place that to keep his items in that house, then the guy who's renting the house or borrowing the house is not going to aser on anybody else. So now, the Gemara is going to talk about the first part of the Mishnah, where we spoke about certain structures not having a din of a dira. So Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel Bar Shilas tells us as follows, Kol Makom Shamra Dor Shamenu Oser. Any place where we say that if you live there, you don't aser in the other Bnei HaChatzer, that's a way of saying that it's not a bias, and therefore, Handos Neseruvo Eno Eruv. If you put the Eruv there, it's not going to be a valid Eruv, because the Eruv needs to be put in a bias. Chutz mi beis shar di yachid, except for a beis shar of a chatzar that belongs to a yachid, that even though someone who lives there will not aser, you could keep the eruv there. When the Mishnah says that if you put an eruv in a beis shar, it's not an eruv, that's what I'm talking about, a beis shar of a chatzar shal rabim. The reason you can put an eruv in a beis shar shal yachid, it's a good eruv. The Chaznish explains that even though a beis shar is not roi ledira, but once you put the eruv there, you're being oker your dira and being koveya it in that beishar. I mean, structurally, it's perfectly fine as a dira. It's just that it's not used as a dira. But by placing your eruv there, you are making it a dira. And any time the chum say you're not allowed to put an eruv, so manichin bo shituf, you are allowed to put a shituf e mavuos in such a place. Chutz me avir mavui, except for out there in the middle of the mavui, you can't even put a shituf mavuos. There's no, it's not guarded at all. It's like in the middle of the street if it's out in the middle of the Mavui. So my Kamash Malon, what's Rabbi the Bridge of Shmuel Bar Shilas teaching me that I didn't already know? Tanina, Hanosin Sruv Beishar Sajram Pesas, Enu Eruv, Eruv Hudlohavi, Hashitavavi. We already know that the places you're not allowed to put an Eruv, you are allowed to put a Shitufe Mavuos, right? That's the Kula that we use, that the minig is that people keep the Eruv in the Shul. The Shul is not anybody's house. Elamai, it's a Shituf Mavuos. Shituf Mavuos could be kept in the Shul. So Beishar Diyachid, Avir de Mavui, it's shrichalei. Now his chiddush is that a beis shard yachid that you're allowed to put in eruv, and an avir demavoy that you're not allowed to put the sheet of mavuos in the avir of a mavoy. That's the chiddush to lo tanan, because that it didn't say anywhere in the Mishnah. Tanya nami hachi, and we have a brayso that says just like this. Hanosin eruv beis shard achsadrum pesas b'chatzer mavoy areza eruv, that you put your eruv in a beis shard achsadrum pesas in the chatzer in a mavoy. It is a good eruv. Va'tanan ein ze eruv. What do you mean it is a good eruv? Our Mishnah said none of that is a good eruv. Seima hariz a shituf. No, for a shituf a mavos, you're allowed to keep the shituf a mavos in all of these places. Shituf b'mavoy lomintar. Seima b'chaser shemavoy. What do you mean you can't put a shituf in a mavoy out in the middle of the mavoy? No, we mean in a chatzar that opens up into that mavoy. Amar v'dum Shmuel b'nei chaburu shayim asubin v'kita shalein ayom. You have a bunch of people sitting and enjoying a meal, and all of a sudden Shabbos is coming. So pasha al shulchan somchal alam mishum eruv. They could rely on the bread that's on the table, then it will be an eruv, and they're now allowed to be metalto the chatzer. V'armilu mishum shituf, and some say that it could be a shituf for the mavoy that they're allowed to be metalto in the mavoy, but it will not work as an eruv. So which is it? Will it work as an eruv or will it not work as an eruv? Samarabu v'lo pligi, it's not a machlokes. Kan b'mesub b'bayis, kan b'mesub b'chatzer. Where are they having this meal? If they're having the meal in a bayis, it will work as an eruv. If they're having the meal in a chatzer, out in the open in the chatzer, it will work as a shituf. Amalei Abayi l'Rabba, tiny them say, Eilach, I'll bring you a brayso that supports you. Eruv chatzerus b'chatzer v'shituf v'mavos b'mavoy. Eruv chatzerus you keep in the chatzer, shituf v'mavos you keep in the mavoy. V'avinu ba, eruv chatzerus b'chatzer, v'atanan nosin esur v'beish arach sajra v'pasas, ain't no eruv. No, you're not allowed to keep the eruv chatzer. It's got to be in a bayis. Se ema eruv chatzerus b'bayis she b'chatzer. Shituf v'mavos b'chatzer she b'mavoy. That's what we really meant to say, that the eruv chatzerus is kept in a house within the chatzer, shituf v'mavos kept in a chatzer within the mavoy. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Rabbi Doa Omer. Oh, yeah.